secret customer retention strategy.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Gotta hold on to him. Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. We're going to be talking about customer retention. So as you can probably guess, the reason why you're watching or listening to this is that you're a business owner or executive and you're looking to hold on to customers. There's a whole lot I can assume about that, but it's something that I talk about a lot without talking about always directly. In fact, a whole huge portion of my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. In fact, I was just looking at a copy right here. Hardbound, if you want to go get a copy, but it's short. It's a quick read. Chapters 5 and 6 have a whole lot to do with customer retention, and I'm not even going to cover it here. What I am going to cover here is one word that opens up an entire different way of looking at retention that I would guess you wouldn't have thought of directly. But go check out my book to get those other ways. If you don't want to buy one, you don't want to commit to that, go get a free copy. If you want a digital copy, you can go to amazonproofbook.com. And so amazonproofbook.com for 9 ways to Amazon proof your business. Now, let's talk about the secret to customer retention that most people don't ever cover. And it's a simple concept, but it can go in a million directions, and it's a complete, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in either. This is true across the board. In most industries, I would say, in most businesses, there is no type of strategy whatsoever that covers this one point. The secret, the real secret to customer attention. The real secret to customer retention is attention. It's keeping the attention of your customer. Now, don't just throw that away as if, oh, yeah, whatever. No, honestly, you got to think about this. If you can hold their attention, you can retain them as a customer, or you can drive them away quicker, depending on how you look at it. But overall, you're going to retain more than you drive away, and the ones you retain are going to be with you longer and more valuable than any that you end up losing. Okay. Initially, you do need a strategy that you're making money off of a customer on a regular basis for any of this to really work. So that is something you got to build into your business. And like I said, I discussed that in my book. That's one of the points I discuss in my book. But you do need to have that initially, because you're going to have to spend some money to do this. You're going to have to spend some time and or money to keep attention. Here's how I like doing it initially, if you have zero ideas on how to handle this. Now, I know a whole bunch of tactics, and you can go back through the years of all of my videos and audios over at brianjpombo.com. You can go back through all this for free and pick up little pieces here and there of how you would go about doing it in a tactic way. But if you want to start from scratch and you want to build your own way and just really mark down the road, sit down and think about who your ideal customer is, and then go through their typical week. Draw it out. What are they doing from the moment they wake up to the moment they go back to bed every day? Now, if you're looking at 5 days a week, in most cases, depending on who your customer is, unless you're dealing with retirees and deal with very particular types of people, most people have a 5-day week, especially if you're watching this in the United States, Monday through Friday. And so we know that they're going to go to work for a period of time. But in between all that, what is their morning ritual? What are they doing for lunch? What are they doing at work? do they partake in anything? Or is there any interaction with the outside world whatsoever that you could insert yourself in? What are they doing on the way home? Do they have a long commute? Are they listening to the radio? Are they seeing the billboards? Are they? I mean, you've got to look at every option to be in front of that person. Now, there's a whole lot of direct ways. I'll give you one just off the top of my head. Newsletters, physical newsletters still function. I don't care if it's just a one-pager. A physical newsletter or a postcard that goes to their house on a monthly basis. I mean, just monthly, just initially, at least on a monthly basis. Having something like that is a way to stay in front of them. Whether they read it or not, whether they're interested or not, the fact that you are there and reminding them that you exist and giving them more options, possibly even, to purchase from you or to purchase through you if you direct people to other services or products, that's a concept unto itself. But if you could see, look at the whole picture of everything they're doing, and then the weekend, right? The weekend, what are they doing on the weekend? Are they traveling? Are they staying at home? Are they watching TV? Do they go on vacation? Where do they go on vacation? You map this whole thing out as best you can. Obviously, it's a guessing game, right? And no two people are identical. But on the same end, you'll see similarities and you'll be able to expand your horizon in terms of how many times can I be in front of a person? And you're saying, well, if I actually succeeded in that, that would be annoying. Do you know of anybody that has succeeded in annoying you with business commercials and so forth that has never gotten a penny from you? I would bet that anyone out there that has annoyed, because they've been around so much, has annoyed you just because they're everywhere. They've probably gotten money from you in some way too. It's an interesting dichotomy. I'm not saying you should focus on trying to annoy people. What you have to be is, like Dan Kennedy puts it, the welcome guest versus the unwelcome pest, the uninvited pest, I should say. That's what you need to be. You need to be the person that's entertaining. You need to be the company that's entertaining. You need to be providing, you need to go beyond just looking at your service or your product as the thing that you're discussing. What if you started providing entertainment value of any sort out there that just happens to be brought to you by their by your company? Just ideas. Start thinking about your customer's attention. Because attention, properly handled, creates retention. It means they're going to stick with you. They're going to come back to you. They'll be there over and over and over again. If you're not in front of them all the time, if you don't make that a driving force, look at all the distractions we have all day long, all the things pulling our attention away, and most of the time they work. Most of the time they pull us away from one thing or another. Look at those things in your life that can't pull your attention away. The shows that you'll watch no matter what. The activities you take part in, that nothing can pull your attention away from those things. And then put that in reverse and think about your ideal customer, your ideal client. Just a quick idea on customer retention. Hopefully it's helpful to you. Like I said, you can check out my book for more ideas. And you could subscribe, like, follow, go to my website and get on the email list. And we'll be back in your box on a daily basis. So let me know if you have any questions. Leave a comment over at brianjpombo.com. You have a great one. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.